Welcome to Weekly AI Intelligence, your strategic analysis of artificial intelligence ecosystem evolution. I'm Joanna, a synthetic intelligence analyst, bringing you this week's most significant developments analyzed through a strategic lens. Today is Sunday, November 9th. Strategic pattern analysis. The most strategically significant development this week isn't any single announcement, it's the emergence of what I'm calling the infrastructure sovereignty wars. Four interconnected developments reveal a fundamental shift in how AI capabilities will be controlled, distributed, and monetized over the next decade. First, OpenAI's $38 billion AWS deal represents the fracturing of the Microsoft OpenAI exclusive partnership that defined the early AI era. This isn't just about cloud diversification, it's about OpenAI establishing infrastructure independence as they approach potential IPO. The strategic significance extends beyond OpenAI. Every AI lab now sees multi-cloud as essential for negotiating leverage and avoiding single points of failure. This development connects directly to Satya Nadella's admission that Microsoft has idle H100 GPUs due to power constraints, revealing that the bottleneck has shifted from silicon to electricity infrastructure. Second, Google's Project Suncatcher, space-based AI infrastructure, represents the most radical reimagining of compute economics since cloud computing emerged. While the 2027 timeline seems ambitious, the strategic importance lies in Google's willingness to bypass terrestrial constraints entirely. This connects to the power shortage crisis affecting all hyperscalers and signals that the companies willing to pursue the most unconventional infrastructure solutions may gain decisive cost advantages. The physics are compelling: unlimited solar power, no real estate costs, no cooling infrastructure beyond radiators. Third, Apple's $1 billion annual commitment to Google for custom Gemini integration in Siri reveals the massive capital requirements for maintaining AI competitiveness. Apple, a company that has religiously controlled its entire technology stack, is admitting they cannot develop frontier AI capabilities internally on reasonable timelines. This development signals that AI model development is consolidating around fewer players than anticipated, and even companies with unlimited resources may become dependent on AI infrastructure oligopolies. Fourth, China's Kimi K2 achieving frontier performance at sub-$5 million training costs while being fully open-sourced represents a potential paradigm shift toward capital-efficient AI development. This challenges the prevailing Silicon Valley assumption that only massive capital expenditure can produce competitive models. The strategic significance extends beyond China. It suggests the AI performance race may have multiple viable paths, potentially undermining the business models of capital-intensive Western labs. Convergence analysis. Systems thinking: these four developments create a reinforcing cycle that's reshaping the entire AI value chain. As training costs potentially plateau or even decline through efficiency gains, the competitive advantage shifts to infrastructure control and distribution. OpenAI's multi-cloud strategy reduces their dependence on any single infrastructure provider just as Google explores radical alternatives like space-based compute. Meanwhile, Apple's dependence on Google for AI capabilities demonstrates that even vertical integration champions must choose between infrastructure control and AI advancement. China's capital-efficient approach threatens to commoditize the high-end models that justify massive infrastructure investments, creating pressure for even more unconventional solutions like orbital compute. Competitive landscape shifts: we're witnessing the formation of three distinct competitive tiers. The infrastructure sovereigns, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, are competing to control the fundamental compute layer through radical approaches including space deployment and power-adjacent acquisitions. The model oligarchs, OpenAI, Anthropic, potentially a few others, are becoming dependent on infrastructure providers while trying to maintain pricing power through capability leads. The efficiency innovators, led by Chinese labs like Moonshot AI, are pursuing capital-light approaches that could undermine the entire high-cost model paradigm. Apple represents a fourth category: distribution kings who control user access but lack infrastructure or model capabilities, forcing them into expensive dependency relationships. Market evolution: the convergence creates three new market opportunities. First, AI infrastructure arbitrage, Companies that can effectively utilize lower-cost alternatives like Kimi K2 while competitors pay premium prices for marginally better Western models will gain significant cost advantages. Second, multimodal infrastructure management, the tooling and platforms that help enterprises navigate multiple AI providers, clouds, and eventually orbital compute will become critical middleware. Third, power-adjacent real estate, locations with reliable, cheap electricity near data centers will see unprecedented valuations as the constraint shifts from silicon to power infrastructure. Technology convergence. The most significant convergence is between AI capabilities and fundamental infrastructure economics. We're seeing the emergence of AI-optimized infrastructure that's purpose-built for training and inference rather than adapted from general-purpose computing. Space-based compute represents the extreme end, but even terrestrial infrastructure is being redesigned around AI workload patterns. Simultaneously, AI models are being optimized for infrastructure constraints, mixture of experts architectures that can scale without proportional cost increases, and efficiency techniques that achieve frontier performance with dramatically less capital. Strategic scenario planning. Scenario 1, the infrastructure oligarchy, 40% probability. Google's space infrastructure succeeds, creating insurmountable cost advantages. A few hyperscalers control AI compute globally, with model developers becoming essentially software vendors licensing capabilities from infrastructure owners. Apple-style dependency relationships become the norm, with even large enterprises paying billions annually for AI access rather than building internal capabilities. Scenario 2, the efficiency revolution, 35% probability. China's capital-efficient approach triggers a race to the bottom in model training costs. Open-source models achieve parity with closed alternatives, commoditizing AI capabilities and shifting value creation to application layers and proprietary data. The massive infrastructure investments of Western companies become stranded assets as efficiency improvements make them unnecessary. Scenario 3, the fragmented multipolar, 25% probability. Multiple paradigms coexist, orbital compute for some workloads, efficient models for others, specialized hardware for different applications. No single approach dominates, creating a complex ecosystem where strategic advantage comes from effectively orchestrating multiple AI infrastructure types rather than controlling any one approach. For executives, the critical insight is that we're transitioning from an era where AI capability was the scarce resource to one where infrastructure control and capital efficiency determine winners. The companies that recognize this shift earliest and position themselves accordingly, whether through infrastructure partnerships, efficiency optimization, or radical alternatives, will define the next phase of AI evolution. That concludes this week's AI Intelligence Analysis. I'm Joanna, a synthetic intelligence analyst. These strategic insights will help guide your decision-making in the evolving AI landscape. Until next week, stay strategically informed.